Hey guys, what's up? How are you doing? This is Maria and you're on Maria's Broadcast in the Dark. I miss you guys, actually. I know I've been off for a while, but guess what? We're on season 2, episode 2, baby. Yes, I hope you guys missed me because, you know, I miss you guys. I just kept thinking about you, but don't worry, I'm back for real now. And yes, I have a lot to unpack for you guys today, so I hope you are actually ready for the gist. Hey, you hear this one, this one choke. Anyways, as usual, I'm going on my break and I'm going to be right back after this. Just hold on and don't go anywhere. Press pause at the call. Okay, I'm back. I don't know if we're already dancing, but you know now, what about the vibe? Oh shit. So you guys, guess what? I have a guest. Yes, I have a guest, and she's coming. Hey, you want to guess who this person might be? Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Because this one, hey, you guys, when you hear saxophonist, vocalist, Jesus, I'm blushing. Anyways, I would like to introduce to you the ever. Are you ready? Drum roll. So yes, I'm ready to introduce D. Devisa. Give them. Okay, now what's up now, Debbie? How are you doing?
Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Maria?
I'm doing fine. So anyway, so let's move to the agenda of the day. She has this horse. Are you people ready? Hey, crazy things are happening. Hey, crazy things are happening. Hey, if you see someone, you feel just so. Anyways, crazy things have been happening. Like, you know, your girl has gone to gather data, gather information to load down for you. Okay, so come on, give us the gist. You know, just get into it, just eat it up.
Okay, so actually, this one's actually crazy things, because like it came to me as a shocker. Like, it was just one of my random friends from nowhere. The person was like, okay, let's meet up. So Mr. Man said that, let's meet up. Yeah, he said let's meet up, and I was like, okay. I think the first time I didn't actually answer him because I was really busy. Like, I think I had rehearsals or something. Yeah, I was busy. So the next weekend I was like, okay, I remembered. So I just reached out to him, and he was like, oh yeah, I'm around. So I thought we were actually going to probably like a restaurant, because he said he just wanted to meet up to talk now and stuff like that. So I thought we were going to a restaurant too, or we're just like going to work now, just normal things. So I just went, like, normal me, I just went so that we'll talk and everything. I did not expect anything. I did not know that. That was a big rat trap there. Of course, I'm not a rat, but it was a trap.
Will not be a rat in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please continue.
So, that's how I saw that we walked, like, there are like a lot of restaurants on that street. So, I thought we'll enter one now. We walked past the main one that everybody used to go to. I said, are we going to a special? Because I don't expect anything from this kind of, like, we're just like normal friends. I don't even want to say friends, like, probably like, well, we're just
acquaintances.
Exactly. So we passed all the restaurants, so, and I saw that this guy was going like into the like housing area, and I was like, what was going on? So that's how we walked there now, and we got to the front of a particular apartment, like downstairs. But I knew that area because I've heard one of my friends stays there, so I was like, oh, okay. So I just decided to go, and I knew that he was dating my friend. Like, it was just very, very somehow though. But I knew, like, I sure knew that apartment area. So I was like, oh well, like, let me go ahead. Maybe the girl is even there. So I'm going to say, I'll say hi to all of them. Or maybe they have said to welcome me as their guest. They are giving me food and everything. See me happily going now. Well, not happily going, because like my thoughts were clouded. Like, what was exactly going on? But I said to like fool them now, since it was like an area I knew. So that's how we went up. We got to the house. When he opened the door, I saw like the wallpaper and everything. I was correct, like, yeah, this was that girl's house. And the first thing he said was, "Welcome to my humble abode." I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Make a note of.
So we got inside, see me looking left and right, thinking, okay, maybe she's lying down somewhere. So I looked left, I looked right, I did not see anybody in the house. And that was when, like, I just got it set back, like, okay, what's going on? Like, what's going on right now? So immediately, sharp now, I tried to, I was actually scared, and not exactly scared, but I was wondering what was going on. But I was like, okay, just to be safe, let me just call my friend. So I called my friend, I was like, hello, I'm in a man's house, so. Because, like, it was just someone I didn't exactly know and everything, so. Like, everything was strange, and it's not like it was in the hostel or anything. It was like an apartment, like a studio apartment alone. So I was like, I'm alone in somebody's apartment and everything. So she video called me and she was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm in this person's house. So I even showed her like the person and everything. She was like, oh, okay. She was then like, what's going on? And I couldn't explain. I was just like, me, I don't know. I was just like, calm down. They said I should come, let's just. So I think that was what was going on. So I was sitting down there now. I was sitting in the kitchen. He was like, that will you eat anything? She started cooking. No, he cooked jollof rice.
Wahala.
Nice jollof rice. I was perceiving the scent and everything. Like, the aroma was mad. Oh, so
I'm craving jollof rice like this.
The aroma was mad. So she shall cook the rice. That's how he served me alone. Gave me the rice alone. Put chicken there. Put juice. And I'm like, I don't know how to eat alone. No, I came to see in your house. How will I eat and you not be eating? I said, join me to eat now, like, I don't know. So this is me expecting him to actually like serve himself and eat, but no, I'm going to go and carry spoon. He came to join me, like, in my own plate. Well, that's even better. So in case somebody spiked my food, so we spiked together. So we ate the rest together in the same plate, and we drank juice and everything like that. That's how we're gisting now. Just a normal gist, you know, just about breakfast. How many people that they've served breakfast this year and everything. We're just talking about different things, football games, other stuff like that though. Like, everything was just calm. Like I said, like, this somebody I kind of know. So, like, how I mean, like, we used to just talk, like, on a normal, like, vibe on a normal. So, everything was cool. I was like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, oh, that is not that bad. Like, it's not like what you expected and everything. Because me hearing enough stories of, guy, don't go to this person's house, don't go to like somebody's house alone, all those things. So I was kind of being very, very cautious of everything. But we started just now, everything was fine, everything was cool. Then that's how I started just now. I think after just in, I was like, oh, you have peers, because I used to play Mortal Kombat now. So I was like, oh, I want to play FIFA and everything. I've not played FIFA before, so that was like me trying to learn and everything. So that I was there playing. So I was like, oh, what am I meant to press for this? What am I meant to press for that? From nowhere, you are meant to be teaching me like how to play the FIFA itself. That's how Mr. Man came behind me.
As we were
sitting down on the floor. like he used his bed as like, oh wait, like resting on. He just came behind me and like held me from the back. And this is the uncle that just finished telling me how his heart was broken from like his girlfriend's stuff. And this is me even advising, this was me advising him like that they should get back together and everything. Me giving him tips and trying to explain to him that it's not the girl's fault and all those things. And this is the same like me telling him about my breakfast that they served me earlier that year. Like, so I don't expect, I don't know what was going on, but Mr. Man came behind me and he just held me and I'm like, sorry, please wait. Did you mistake me for your girlfriend? Because we kind of look alike, like our stature and everything. He was like, how about now? Then what are you saying? Then what are you? I said, no, it's not like, I just want to confirm because what are you doing behind me? Like, what's going on? He was like, no, you know that I always liked you. And I
said, you know what?
Let you like you from well, please, uncle, calm down. He was not like, no, it's not like Debbie, calm down. Now don't you like me too? He was like, remember those times that we used to vibe together and I said which vibe? It's not like that too. I'm not, I was shocked, like I was like, what are you saying? Like, what are you saying exactly? I'm like, gay, your girlfriend is my friend. I cannot even do it. Like, there's nothing right in this whole thing. And he was not like, Debbie, please. I'm like, okay, what are you begging me for exactly? Because everything was very, very strange. That was not enough for us. See me sitting down there, it's me that cover myself. And I followed the man that was time straight up myself, small me like this that cannot help myself. That's how he just like from nowhere he came like on top of me. And this is me lying down on the floor, begging for help and praying to God that God please listen that I've been praying again, let it not happen. That's how like he was on top of me and he was like, Debbie, please. And he unhooked my bra and I was like, Jesus. And he was like, hey.
Okay,
it's plenty. From nowhere, like I was just like my mind was not even there again. In my mind, I'm just like, God, please help me. God, please help me. I know I walked into this, but please bring me out of it because I don't even know what to do or what to say. What would I go and say? I'll be like, I followed man to the house. So I thought somebody was there. Like, it didn't even make sense. Hey God, that he was on top of me and he was like, Debbie, please. And I'm like, Jesus, what are you? And this is me. I was begging him. Like, I was at that point because there's nothing like me. All those things, they hit this person and wrong. Guy, I cannot even hit to save myself. So at that point, I was just, as I was begging him, I was like, please. He was begging me. That was even the crazy part of everything. Like, I'm begging you to leave me. You're begging me that I should stay there. It was really, really crazy. And in my mind I was like, why are you begging? Like, of course it's not going to answer you, but see me in my mind, I'm like, God, please, let this be a miracle. Like everything was just very, very crazy. This guy was on top of me with his waist was like 10 feet of mine. Like, everything was just crazy. This is me being suffocated there and the same person with his let me not talk about how he looks or anything, but trying to kiss me. Like, this was very, very like crazy and I was like, God, please. I was begging that, please leave me alone, please. He was like, don't you like me? He was like, you know we're always meant to be, since.
Hey.
Since which time, boy? Hey, when did that one happen? Because, like,
my Lord.
I kept on saying, I'm sorry, we cannot walk, please. After me begging, this is like almost 1 hour of me begging. Thank God he actually did not do anything that I was begging not true because but yeah, the prayer made him to pause there and he just kept on begging me. This thing was very, very crazy. He shall finally stood up, was not like, okay. First, at some point, he was even talking about like how he was going to like have sex with me. I was like, me doing to have sex with people. He was like, no, that don't worry. That he was like that. He's going to start in a very, very. He's going to start in a very careful way. And then please,
4 years.
I said, oh, please. It's the only thing that was saying true. I was like, please. I said, Debbie, who sent you work? Who sent you? Yeah, just after I finished begging, I'm begging. He now, as soon as he dropped the Thanksgiving, I actually even gave him for standing up. I was like, thank you. You see me standing up, carrying my bag to go. The thing was just very, very sick. He was not like, what happened? He was like, so like this, you know, make out with me, eh? Debbie, so you know, make out with me? I said, make out with who? How? Why? I'm like, number one, you have a girlfriend. Uncle said, I don't have a girlfriend. Like, we broke up since. Like,
that
was the sick part. Jesus, men has come. Like, permit me to say this, not all men, but seriously, because like I knew this couple, like I knew them, like, I know the guy said
said that. He was like, no, that we broke up since. He was like, I don't like her. You know that it's you are like.
Jesus. I can't even fucking. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
It was very, very crazy. Because like an hour ago, he was the one telling me how like she broke his heart and everything. And I was trying to explain everything and try to calm him down and everything. This is the same him telling me that no, that they are gone, that he's not like her again and
Jesus,
anything like that.
Jesus. Like, God, this is fuck. I don't. What the hell?
Nah.
I feel like I need a whole minute to process this. Because I don't know about you guys, but I need a minute to process this. And I'm going to be right back, guys. You guys know the vibe. Stay tuned and I'll be just right back. Okay, guys, I'm back. How was that story? Oh, mommy, it shook me. Man, see, you people, some of you deserve less every day. Because how will you put pandejam at home? You're going out to look for fufu. No, make it. You know what? I'm not even gonna stress myself about this today. We're about to play a game. David Sachs is still here. David Sachs, say hi. Okay, so we're about to play a game. So we're going to do two truths and a lie. So she's going to start. She's going to tell me two truths and a lie about herself, or two lies and a truth. Anyhow you like it. And I'm going to try and guess which one is the lie and which one is the truth. So you go. So tell me, hit me.
Okay, great. Two truths. Okay.
I feel like this should not be hard. I mean.
let's see. Okay. I have brown eyes. Yeah, I have brown eyes. I am.
Not me trying to look at your eyes right now.
Okay. I have brown eyes. I have three legs. In my eyes.
What the hell? You're not start giving me facts.
Let's come again.
Okay, we are starting again. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So first one, I have brown eyes. Mm-hmm. Second one, I'm bisexual. Third mm-hmm. one. Third one, my hair is blonde.
Girl, that's too lie and a truth. You have brown eyes, you are not bisexual, you are straight as a ruler. And you definitely don't have blonde hair because, like, you really suck at this game. Okay, so I'm going to tell you mine. I'm just going to say it and you decipher if it's a truth or a lie. I'm not guessing what mm-hmm. if it's a truth or a lie, it's a lie and a truth. Okay, let's go. I've broken a bone before. I've had a fire accident before. And I've won up to 3 music awards.
Okay, so the first truth, you've won up to 3 music awards.
Mm-hmm.
Second one. This is tough. Let me see your body.
Are you not?
second one. You've broken a bone before.
Mm-hmm. And the third, is it a lie or a truth?
That's the lie.
What was the third one I said?
Like you had fire accident. There's no fire in it.
Lol. Okay, well, you blew it. I've had a fire accident before. See this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You failed it. I've had a fire accident before. I've won up to 3 music awards and I've definitely not broken a bone. That's my sister.
Ew.
Anyways, you want to go again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. First one, I've dated 5 guys before. Second one, I've cheated on my boyfriend.
Oh, poor.
4 times.
E?
Third one. Third one is, what's the third one? What's the third one? Yeah, I know how to play 3 instruments.
Okay, firstly, I know you know how to play up to 3 instruments. That's correct.
Second one.
The other two, they're lies. you don't even have the balls for that. You don't even have...
I've been playing 2 lies and 1 truth.
Kini, you've been playing 2 lies. You told a lie.
No, but I know how to play 3 instruments too.
Okay, fine. Let me just go last time. Okay. 1, I hate cooking. Mm-hmm. 2, I'm on... Okay, 2, I have more than 3,000 followers on my Instagram. If you check your phone, you're not cheating. And 3... Sorry, what did I say first step? Oh God, what's wrong with my
memory? The first one, you hate cooking. Second one, you have more than
3,000 followers on my Instagram. The third, I played girls volleyball in school.
Which one of my lies? Okay, I don't think you hate cooking. You like cooking, right? Oh no, maybe you hate cooking, but you like cooking for yourself, right? Help me now. I can't believe the volleyball one. Yeah, you're very hyped. You can't do anything in school. Yeah, so I'll take the volleyball one to be the truth. The second one to be... I know that you know. Do you have cheated on followers on your Instagram? Mm. Instagram? No.
Anyways, girl, they're all lies.
You see, I got it.
I don't have up to 3,000 followers. People should follow me. Oh, my God. And also, I didn't play volleyball. I hate sports. And what's the third one I said? Now. I love cooking. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, I'm going to cook for me after this.
Shut up. Don't do it. I go to the... I beg. No, God, I don't care for you. Okay. I'll keep it into consideration. Just, yeah. So, anyways. See, people, you know now, I'm your DJ for today. And I'm here to give you everything in full. So, we're going to come back, obviously. So, you guys should sit down, stay tuned. And, yep. Yep, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Don't even go anywhere. I'm coming back. And if the beat live, you know Lil Juice made it. Big ass chain around my neck, so these niggas know I'm rich. And I don't need shit but the dick. Big ass stack in this purse, so these niggas know I'm working. I'm holding this Glock in my Birkin. Niggas got a whole that L trying to come for my pen. I'm really finna make another M. Now tell me how the fuck I'm in the wrong. If I don't want the nigga and he still ain't fucking with the bitch. I be working. I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty. I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga handle me. Say, this bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy. And I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch Garcia's bang, never finna buy shit. Sorry, hoes hate me cause I'm the it girl. I ain't never asked to be the shit girl. Don't call me sis cause I'm not your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seen all my ops linked up in a picture. Everybody look busted, injured. Stocking my page, bitch probably want a scissor. Out in her mouth like I kissed her. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes never, they call to you. Okay, we are back, and yeah, sadly this is the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I mean, period. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So yes, I'll meet you same time next week, hopefully. I told you guys I'm here to stay, don't worry, I got you guys. So yes, thank you for being with us here on Maria's Broadcast in the Dark Season 2, Episode 2. Oh, well, yeah. Oh, well, give them. So, yes, this is me. I'll forever remain your favorite podcaster. M to the A to the R to the I to the A to the H. Yes, and here with me here is...
Debbie Sachs.
Okay, she's flexing. I see that. Okay, anyways, here with me is Debbie Sachs. And yes, you guys, if you have any stories, if you have anything you want to say about this, you can send me a DM on Instagram at
@MARWEYH___. Yes, and follow me, boost me to that 3,000, so that next time, eh, when I'm playing this game, I can say that yes, it was truth that I have up to 3,000 followers. Hey, they just help me. Okay, anyways, we are done today. I'm gonna see you guys next week, and just so I will not leave you people like that, I'm parting with this. I'm parting with this music. So enjoy this and see you guys later. Mwah.
It's Maestro on the beat, baby.
Mo ti sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ ni mo ní tọ́lẹ̀ kọjá. Ẹni Ọlọ́run fẹ́ lọ, ọmọ èèyàn fẹ́. Ẹ máa yọnu sí mi. Àgbàtọmọdé ẹ máa yọnu sí mi. Ọkùnrin tóbìnrin ẹ yọnu sí mi. Ẹni bá yọnu sí mi. Ṣọ́ọ̀jù ìyọnu Ọlọ́run ọba. 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 Òun lẹ máa rí. Mo ní ẹ máa yọnu sí mi. Ọkùnrin ẹ yọnu sí mi. Obìnrin ẹ yọnu sí mi. Gbogbo ẹni bá yọnu sí mi o. Oṣuaju ìyọnu Ọlọ́run ọba. 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 Òun lẹ́lẹ́ máa rí.